Yes, whatever you do, do it with a heavenly mind. Yes, yes, yes. And yes, it's a heavenly mind. You know, before you can get into heaven, you got to have a heavenly mind. And this evening, we're going to be talking about divine nature. So it's Wednesday night, time for Let's Do a Radio Bible Study. Join us tonight and study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall from the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas, on the divine nature. So y'all get your Bibles out. For 2 Peter 1, 1 through 5, welcome Bible scholars, first-timers, newcomers, and worldwide listeners. Open your Bibles, which I learned was the basic instructions before leaving Earth. So you've got it right there in the little book in the palm of your hand, on your computer, wherever you go into your Bible. You got it right there. If you ever need any questions answered, any answers, questions, you got it right there. So you can call it your sword, your gospels, your your words, your concordances, laptops, tablets, iPads, whatever you want to call it, because you already know what time it is. Time for us to get down and get dirty and to clear up what we don't know about God's Word and to delve into this lesson on this Wednesday night Bible study. So call in at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, or join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do a Radio, and join us over there if you want to listen or join in and talk to us on the backside or on the air. So, or you can Skype in as well at 845-241-9985 on the lesson, The Divine Nature. Today is Wednesday. You know that it's Bible study night. I think that's worldwide Bible study on a Wednesday night, September the 6th, 2023. And it's your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisaku Designs, broadcasting to you none other than worldwide, so everybody out there can hear and can listen and can learn about the Word of God. Every other Wednesday evening, Let's Do a Radio brings Bible study. So let's start with prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, and then we will go into the lesson of the evening. It's in your hands, Reverend Ronnie Marshall of the True Worshippers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for things being as well as they are. Thank you for this marvelous opportunity and time that you've allowed us to just expound on your word and share with the people what you have given me. And we thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And thank you for our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Thank you for all things. Thank you for the safe travel for Sister Inez. Thank you, Lord, for those that are traveling as well. And, Lord, look on those that are down there in the storm and give them rest and give them comfort. Let them know that you're God.
Thank you.
You control all things in the name of Jesus. Now let this word be seasoned with grace, and let it take thy people from one level of faith to another. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. In your hand.
I'm ready for Bible study. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's in your hand. Yes.
Thank you. Giving honor to God, right, and who's the head of my life and heirs my life. And to the esteemed host, Sister Inez, and to all of those
Thank
that
you.
Are listening online that I don't know online, and then those that are in the worldwide audience, God bless you. I'm so grateful for the marvelous opportunity to be able to speak unto the hearts of all of God's people everywhere, and we urge you heretically to be tempted to this word on tonight, and then take out what you need for you, and then take out something that you can be a witness with for other people. Amen?
Amen.
Now, our lesson will come from the second epistle of Peter. Peter is in the New Testament, and it's right before John, the Johns, and then it's right after 1 Peter. It's right after James, 1 Peter, then 2 Peter, and right before the John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Jude, and then Revelation. 66 in the books of the Bible, so Peter's probably about maybe 7, 8, maybe 10 from the last, or maybe a few more, but it's near the end of the Bible. So to find it quick, you would turn from the back of your Bible, and you would come probably right up on Peter, you know, instead of flipping from the middle, just go to the end of near the end of the Bible and move right into Peter. Second Peter, second epistle of Peter. We're gonna start at the first verse. And it goes as such: Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about in this lesson on tonight the divine nature, the divine nature. Now, the word divine, if you look it up, the defining of it, the definition of it, means things pertain to God. The word divine, if you look it up in your dictionary, Webster and so on and as such, you'll find out that it means things pertain unto God. I find it unique and a blessing that God in his wise providence, upon the day that he finished creation, that he would sanctify the creation after he had created everything and saw that it was good and enjoyed what he had done. He then sanctified it. And the word sanctified means to be set apart. He set apart his creation for himself after he had created all things. And in the process, he was very, very happy with what he had created. So happy, so much so, until he visited his humans that he had created in the span of the day. And being that he was so pleased with them and his presence was so accepted and theirs was accepted to him, and there was no chasm or no gulf in between them, it pleased him. And then there was a serpent in the garden, in the divine nature, and came and deceived the humans. And then the humans taken on a fallen nature. They went from divine, just totally things pertaining unto God, thoughts, ideals, everything that could be phantom in a human being's mind. Before the fall, it was for God, to God, and homage to God. But when the serpent deceived the humans, the humans were driven out of the garden and out of so close proximity with God. In other words, that bond, that oneness inside of perfection, the cord had been disrupted, and they had to be driven out from the presence of God and out of the Garden of Eden, because the Garden of Eden was a divine spot because it hadn't been tarnished until the fall came. And then there were so many things in Eden that the fallen nature, God didn't want a part of that in there, because you had the Tree of Life was there, you had Halaba there, you had, oh man, There was things there that God, that just a defiled human being could not be a part of. So the Bible let the cherubims with swinging swords of fire usher them out of the garden and stood at the gates of the garden that they couldn't enter in, nothing defiled, because it was yet divine. And so then humanisticism, human beings taking on the fallen nature, and the fallen nature went from worse to worse. Because right after Adam got out of the garden, him and Eve, they started having children. You know, they had Cain and Abel, but they were born in a fallen nature and kind of like under a bad sign, so to speak. But they were, it was a fallen nature, and being that they were brothers and they were the Adam, the son of the red dirt, and Eve, the resource to life, now they have children outside of the garden, and the children that they have had the fallen nature, so they wind up, one killed the other, Cain killed Abel, and he killed them because of jealousy. That's why I know jealousy and envy and those attributes, they were never in existence until Adam and Eve left the garden. When they left the garden, then the Bible says sin was brought forth. Even before they left the garden, sin was brought forth the day that they partake of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. So when their eyes became open and they out of the divine world, they in the world, but they under a fallen nature, now they got murder has taken its place right there in the house of the saints. And now they're dealing with this. Now Abe is gone, but his blood, because of his sacrifice, his blood cried out unto God. He told him that Cain had did this to him, slew him. Isn't that amazing how God's power is so divine, and he loved it so much so until he let a dead man talk from the ground. And then Cain, under the fallen nature, he's been driven out now. He got to go, and he got a mark up on his head, but then God has put it out. Anybody that killed him must be killed. But he's running out under a fallen nature and with a mark on his shoulder. So he had troubles. Then it went on. After that, men became so wicked. Angels was having babies by women. And the Bible says the sons of God saw that women were delightful to look upon, so they had children by them. And in the process, you now have these giants upon the earth. They call them the children of Anak, these giants. And you can find this in Genesis. And then they went to another state of mind under the fallen nature. We're going to build our way to heaven. He said, we're going to climb up there, and we're going to walk right in. We're going to build from the ground up into the heavens. And so be it. So be it. They did. And they started building, and their unity in a fallen nature was so strong. And you know how God loves unity? He looked down and saw what they were doing, and he spoke to the Godhead spiritual arrangement and told them, said, now, let us go down and confuse their language, because if they keep moving in this unity, in this fallen nature, they'll soon reach the heavens. So God confused the languages, and then the sons were spread it about. Sons of Noah were spread it about after the flood, and then Ham, Japheth, and Shem, and their wives, and Noah and his wife, entered the ark because men had grown desperately wicked. The Bible says desperately wicked. and they had grown wicked and wickeded like none other under the sun. Then the Lord allowed under the fallen nature the curse of a flood to come and just swallow up everything on the earth. Water went for 40 days, 150 feet above the earth. And folk was killed, livestock was killed, trees was killed. Everything was destroyed by way of water. Hello? Everything was destroyed by way of water. So now, 42 generations done passed. You got the Hittites, the Jebusites, you got the Amorites, you got all these different nationalities and races has come about, but they had idol worshiping going on. They had gods that they served that was not the true and living God, and it created anger God's heart, because here it is, his creation. Now they are under fallen nature. They worshiping trees, they worshiping calves, they worshiping cans and everything. They were just going mad, worshiping idols. So God always had a prophet. He always had someone to speak through, and he took the prophets of old and spoke to them to get Israel on track, to let them know how far they had turned away from him and how it would be detrimental if they didn't turn back to him under the fallen nature. It went on and went on to 42 generations. Then here come Jesus. Jesus come along, and then, you know, to be the propitiation for this fallen nature of people who had gone so far until God wanted to destroy them. He told Moses, he said, let me kill them and let me take you and make another nation out of you. And Moses said, well, God, if you kill them, then Egypt leaders are going to have a field day, because they're going to say that he brought them away from Egypt to kill them, slay them. And God repented himself, because Moses was righteous. Moses had taken on the divine nature. After his experience, he had taken on the divine nature. And in so doing, God was able to use him mightily for the children of Israel. But the fallen nature, even after Israel was set free, because they didn't have the divine nature, they couldn't even see and couldn't even really fathom what was going on in their life, because their eyes had been blinded by a fallen nature. They couldn't see when God was parting the Red Sea, and even though they walked through the Red Sea, it just wasn't registering that this invisible God is using Moses. He done brought us through the Red Sea. He done gave us the Ten Commandments. But the Bible say in the wilderness, just as they got ready to go into the promised land, the Bible say they became murmurers and complaining, and they were overtaken by exceedingly lust. And everybody was doing everything. So by the time they hit Cana, this lustful spirit got them, because they're under that fallen nature. They get sent to Cana, and they don't have prayer meetings. They go after the strange gods, and they go after the soothsayers, and they went after all of the fallen nature people in Cana, the promised land for them. So now Jesus got to come on the scene, because God is asking the question, who will go down and save these people before I destroy them? Jesus says, I'll go and got up off his royal throne and came to the earth and lived among them and did miracles among them. But they had a fallen nature so strong until they wanted wrong over right. Even while Jesus was walking the earth, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sanhedrin council, even the churchmen got against Jesus because of what? Their eyes was blinded by the god of darkness of this world, which is the author of the fallen nature. So being that their eyes was blinded, even though Jesus was doing the miracles. They were making a little money off their shrines. They was people that did soothsaying and people that read palms. They had everything going on as such. So the people, children of Israel, they even got blinded as well, some of them, with unbelief. And even though Jesus was in the midst of them, but he did tell them. Jesus did tell them. He told them, he said, now, don't cry for me, but cry for yourselves and the generations to come in this world. So they was still far away from the divine nature. But when Jesus finished his 33rd year upon the earth, then he made the change to bring men and women back to God. Now, John can do it. Jude can do it. Peter couldn't do it. Paul and them couldn't do it. Nahum couldn't do it. Habakkuk couldn't do it. Amos couldn't do it. Jeremiah couldn't do it. Nehemiah couldn't do it. To Jesus to reconcile man back to God. Now Jesus has come and has got crucified, but gave them instructions to know, hey, listen, I'm not leaving you helpless. I'm doing this that you can be changed into the divine nature. Jesus told them, my death, burial, and resurrection has power because I have overcome the evil one. So I'm giving you power. I'm giving you the spirit that God blew into man and he became a living soul. He said, I'm giving you the spirit of truth. And he going to lead thee and guide thee into all truth. Now we come along, generations down the line, we come along. And because what Jesus done even for today, we that believe today, the believers today, the true worshipers today, we now have access to go boldly back to God like Adam and Eve was before they fell in the garden through Jesus our Lord. Remember the passage of Scripture says, who has blessed us with all blessings, spiritual blessings and high places. Why? Because Jesus' mission was to come down from eternity into this world that with people that had gone totally delusional. They had gone totally out the way of holiness. They had gone totally out the way of God. And Jesus had to come down and die, physically die. And then with his death, with his burial, with his resurrection, brought us back to the place where Adam and Eve was before they fell out of the garden. Brought us back through the Spirit. Brought us to a place where we now, we don't look to die because we died with Jesus when he died on the cross, when he was buried. We were buried with him, we that knew him and had accepted him. We were buried with him. Now we wait for change. The death, burial, and resurrection has brought us to the place where our minds will be like they will be in eternity with God. That's why he said the power of an endless life. And that power of the endless life is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is there any questions? Is there any questions?
Hello? Not at this time, Reverend. Nope, not at this time, Reverend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's been blessed. So, we today now, we are without an excuse because we have the Holy Spirit in us. We even have the wherewithal to understand how our souls sit in this body, and the body is a temple for our souls, and how that our souls and our heart and our mind is hooked to the Holy Spirit, and he gives us directions and wisdom, give us how to utilize the direction that the Holy Spirit is speaking into our minds from within. And then it produces life, which is Jesus. He said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. And then he presents us to God, who breathed the breath of life into man, and he became a living soul. So Jesus presenting us back to God through his death, burial, and resurrection. Now God is happy when he see us take on the divine nature. He happy when we come to conscious here on the earth to say that we're going to totally devote our lives unto God. That make God happy when he look down from eternity and see what Jesus has done with us, that we might be the unspotted mirror of his majesty, and we take on his perfect and holy and righteous character. Here on the earth in these bodies, we're not driven by the fallen nature that makes God glad. We're not heeding to idols, and we're not heeding and being subject to carnal commandments of men that go contrary against God. And God is happy when he sees us standing up and talking about him and talking about his wonders and talking about all of his miraculous deeds that he's done and all of the theophanies when he presented himself in the old days when he said, I'm Jehovah Jireh, I'm Jehovah Nissi, I'm thou provider. When we tell people of these things and tell them of how Jesus resurrected us, when we too walk according to the nature of the fallen nature of man. But thank God for Jesus our Savior. Thank God for the divine nature. And now that we've come to this maturity and our eyes of our understanding has been opened and we're no longer blinded by the god of darkness of this world, but then now we offer up to God praise and we offer up him worship and we stay in communion with him, and it's important to us to note that we are making God happier here upon the earth. It's important for us to know that we can even embark upon such a beautiful thing to make our God who created us happy, to let him know that we know you're there, we know you watch us, and we know you care for us, and we know your eyes are on us because we feel your presence, because being in the divine nature, we are under the shadow of the Almighty. And isn't that a blessing? Him, oh, feel good about the divine nature. It has its own way of making you feel. The divine nature has its own way of making you feel, even in the midst of what the fallen nature of mankind says, turmoil and chaos is everywhere. What are we going to do? We're never at that point because we lean. We didn't have the divine nature. We lean upon our God. We watch for our God. We wait for our God, and we wait for the miraculous move of Jesus, who's been given all power over heaven and earth. And then to know that we are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, then to know because we are in this divine nature and we are doing his will, we are winning souls into the kingdom, we are being a witness, and we are declaring that Jesus is the Son of the true and living God. How do we know? Because he liveth within us. He brings us to another faith, and then another faith, and then another faith. And then he have us. He have us running after the promise because the promise has been given and we're chasing the promise. But we're chasing the promise because we shall receive a reward according to the promise of Jesus. For he left and he told us, he said, now if you be happy, delight yourself, serving God, he said, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. So the things that you've been longing for, the things that you've been desiring, then you can just move on past that. God's thinking about something else. Because guess what? all of that's going to be done, and it's going to be done heretically. You know why? Because you are now a divine thinker, endless life thinker. You are back into place with God as long as you stay in fellowship with Him, the Holy Spirit, and wisdom, and Jesus. Then you are presented to God. You are kept safe. You're royal, royal priesthood, royal. You're political. You're strong. You're royal, and you're spiritually strong. You are the salt of the earth because of your divine nature. You can walk and not be weary, run and not faint. You can fast and pray and feel so metal and so cool and so divine. Why? Because of the divine nature. All of the words, all of the franticness, all of the fears, and all of the doubts is gone. Because it's not a part of the divine nature. Amen. The Bible says, we don't have fear, but we have love and power. And our mind is the mind of Christ. So it's shown up sound in the divine nature. We have the mind of Christ. In the divine nature, we know how to resist Lucifer. We don't have to go fighting him all day, but we can resist him every time a thought entry of our minds where thoughts are born, every time a thought pop up that's contrary with scripture, because we are in the divine nature, we have the strength, we have the courage, we have the power to say, no, I resist you. I don't. We have the power to ignore it, because it belittles us from this high calling in Christ Jesus. Within us, we have the power to tell Lucifer and to tell the demons and to tell the evil personalities, which are demons, tell the evil personalities, no, we don't have to wait. We ain't got to backtrack, because we're pressing forward. We're running forward after a prize and a promise. We're not looking at yesterday. Matter of fact, we don't forget just about the more we practice divine nature, the more of the sensations of the old experience of the past we forget, and we don't want, because we feel like it would taunt, it would spot up the garment in which we are making clean through the word of the Lord. It's the divine nature that counts. You remember this? He tells us only what you do for Christ. It's the only thing that's going to last, and it's the only thing that counts. So the divine nature, we lived it here upon the earth while we're here upon the earth, and we have the fruits of the Spirit. It works with the divine nature. You've seen what it said in the scripture, peace and patience and kindness and brotherly kindness and love and joy and such things. Who can come against it? But now it is a practice. Don't get me wrong. The divine nature is a practice. We have to live it every single day, and to be totally divine, things pertaining unto God, we have to totally devote ourselves from within to our God. It's a divine nature. Do anybody have any questions or comments? Power through the resurrection of Jesus. We make these steps because of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, the one who thought so much of us that he would give himself, who knew the mysteries of the kingdom, who had the hidden wisdom, hidden knowledge, came down here that we be partakers of the divine nature. And I thought it was so important that Jesus would do that for us, to put us back into the place where humans had fallen from. And this is a glorious lifestyle. It's a very beautiful lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of divine nature. Is a beautiful, peaceful, joyful lifestyle. And it has nothing to do with your money status. It has nothing to do with your educational status under the carnality of men. It has nothing to do with your power or your might, but this is all spirit. The divine nature is all spirit. And that's when you know you are running after the higher calling in Christ. That's when you really don't have time to play with Lucifer, or even really to give heed to a lot of the things that you come out of the past. Because why? You're too busy trying to keep up with that prize, running for the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. Your mind is taken over by trying to please God. And ooh, it's a good feeling, you know, when you get it and you practice it and you become more mature in the divine nature. It's a beautiful thing to walk in the spirit. It's a beautiful thing to be drunk in the spirit of the Lord. And that happens in the divine nature because you're now clean. You can present your body a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service, the right thing to do. You say, hey, I want to do this. This is the way I want to be. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy serving God. I meditate on him day and night. I watch my ways, and I help others watch their ways, and I tell them which way to do that's right before God. And I even give them clarity on things that they need an answer for. Thank the Lord, because I'm in the divine nature. A man is to get them to see this heretically, in a hurry. The divine nature is it's a beautiful lifestyle for the righteous, and it's a beautiful lifestyle for those that wonder about the righteous life. Well, let me tell you something. You got to try it before you really know how good it is. You got to try the divine nature. If you're not in there, you don't understand it to the fullest. You got to get in it. You can't swim unless you get in the swimming pool. You can't get the divine nature unless you practice walking in it. And once you practice walking in it, you don't have to worry about clenching up or speaking in tongues, because it'll flow within you because of the divine nature. In the tongues, you lose yourself in the divine nature in tongues, but you're speaking of what you're feeling of the nature of God. You're feeling his love. You're feeling his compassion. You're feeling that you make him feel like he want to feel as our God who created us. You see, this is his life that we breathe. This is his breath. Remember? God blew into the nostrils of man the spirit of life, and he became a living soul. So why shouldn't I love him with all that's within me? Why shouldn't I give him everything? And why shouldn't I devote all of myself to him? Time and all. Now, do that mean that I forsake my responsibilities? You only know. But this is just my nature, why I deal with my responsibilities. And this gives me my ability to deal with my responsibilities. The divine nature gives me the power that I might know how to ascertain the wealth that's already been given to me. It's not about that. I got medicine. I got medicine that didn't come out of the drugstore. The pharmaceuticals didn't make the medicine that I used where people get healed or people receive a mental knowledge and become stable mentally. That didn't come from the natural man or out of the fallen nature. No, this comes from the true and living God who given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness. Remember the passage of Scripture says, godliness with contentment bringeth forth great gain. Bring forth great gain. I'm running after God because it's my desire to be close to him, and I want to stay in a hurry. I want to stay prepared. I want to stay doing the things that a person in the divine nature should do. This is what's happened with me. And I'm happy as I can be. Amen. Happy. Enjoying what happiness really is. Without being unbroken. Without it being unbroken. I'm happy without the happiness being unbroken. Because I know God knoweth all things. And certainly he knows me. Certainly he loves me. Because he sent his own son. He didn't use nobody else to bring me back to him behind the fallen stage of fallen humanity. He used his own son. Come down out of holiness. Walk in the earth. Do miracles and open the eyes of our understanding and then lay it up there and say, oh, that's not all of it. I'm going to give up everything for you because what I'm giving up my life for is going to put you back into life forever. That's why you hear me say the endless life believers and their endless lifestyle. Jesus made it possible. Now, what Adam and Eve didn't do, what God wanted out of them that they didn't give him, thank God through Jesus, we can do it. We can give our God what he expects. And can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The people of God, to God as he desires them to be without any chism, without any sin, without any anything, because we're presenting our bodies a living sacrifice unto him. We ain't participating with the Adamic fallen nature that we was a part of once because of ignorance. Since Jesus had brought us out, we're striving toward that mark of perfection and a high calling in Christ Jesus. Don't you know that's a beautiful thing and that's a beautiful frame of mind to be in? What you think God going to do for you? Anybody got any questions, comments?
We do have callers on the line. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We do have callers on the line listening in. So don't know if they have anything. If anybody does, go ahead and say it right, say or ask a question. Okay. Mm-hmm.
The divine nature takes us to the place because we are studying the Word of God. We're in the divine nature. We can now, through the Scripture, walk all through God's house. The Spirit of God in us that causes us to cry pleasure when we read His Word. When we ask for clarity and he give it to us, and then it becomes a part of our brain. Our brain is a central receptionist station that houses sensory and perception. In other words, it's like the modern-day computer. And the more you put in it, the more it'll store, and the more that you can get out of it when you need it, the information, you know? Well, our brain is like that. And the more we read the Word of God and we read it with a sound mind, with the mind of Christ and the Spirit of God giving us clarity, the more we do that, then the more we see God and the more now our ears are in tune to hearing him. It's not so hard anymore to hear our God. It's not so hard anymore for us to understand the connection between God and eternity and us on the earth. Why? Because we are like they are in eternity by way of our divine nature. While we walk around here on the earth, some people say, what proof you got that a person here on the earth can be living like they're living in eternity? Well, Jesus, our Savior, number one. And then, 7th chapter of Hebrews talks about the Most High God priest, whose name was Melchizedek. The Bible says he didn't have mama, daddy, nobody. He didn't have a birthday, and he didn't have a death day. The Bible says he was without beginning of days and he without end of days. Somebody said, well, how could a man, is there evidence that he lived? Yeah, it's evidence that he lived. Because the patriarch, Abraham, after he had come from the slaughter of the kings, Melchizedek, in that divine nature. Abraham saw him. But it's a mystery. How about the divine Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God? How about he knew Abraham while Abraham was still in the loins of Terah, his daddy? Ain't that something? Then when Abraham get grown, this same Melchizedek, who knew him in the loins of his father, actually met him in reality. Because when the Bible said when he was coming back from the slaughter of the kings, the patriarch was there. The Bible says he paid Abraham, the earthly man, paid the priest of the Most High God tithes, gave him tithes, tenth of all the spoils that he received and seized in the wars that he had fought. And the Bible says Melchizedek blessed him because God had gave Abraham the promise. Now, I said that to say, we in the divine nature, then we're right there in the Spirit of God while we're here upon the earth. Amen. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection brought us to the place where we are after the similitude of Melchizedek as he was. That's why we can pray for people from a distance, and God is able to heal them. He's able to break the addictions. He's able to break the affliction. He's able to, whatever we ask him to do, whatever we ask him to do, he said he'll do it, and he won't tarry. Why? Because he's given us all things. When God created us, he was so happy that the Bible says he rested and he turned around and sanctified everything that he created. So can't no devil in hell have what God created. He said he sanctified it unto himself. Isn't that something? The divine nature. This is the nature. Amen. Amen. Is it someone wants to say something? Hello?
No, just responding to what you're saying, Rev.
Oh, okay. Do you know, now watch this, the divine nature, one can put 1,000 people to flight. Two divine thinkers can put 10,000 to flight. Three can put, the cord can't be broken. Man, you all, before the beginning of the world, to be in this position, and in the divine nature, all you got to do is think. Just think the deliverance. Just think and call those things in yourself. Because when you talk within you, you're talking to the Holy Ghost. You're talking to Jesus. Your wisdom is carrying the conversation. Your mind is at peace. Your soul is in safety when you're in the divine nature. Yeah, when you're out of divine nature, people that's out of divine nature, they're frantic, they're worried, and they're not sure about their future. They're not sure, will they have enough money to take care of them when they're old? They're not sure. They're just not sure. And I can understand why they're not sure, because there's no surety in the fallen nature of mankind. Can't rely upon nothing. Everything will turn. At the turning of the hand of a clock. But only in the divine nature, when we have confidence through our faith in our God. Why? Because he's always shown himself, even when we were blinded too, he's still shown himself in love. And then opened the eyes of our understanding, took away the hope of the God of darkness of this world. And now we walk in victory. We walk in the eyesight of Jesus, And when God sees us, that's what he sees. Even in the taunted world that we live in, among men, women, who all have depraved minds, but yet we are light. We're light. We're light unto the world, and we're city that sit upon a hill that cannot be hid. Yet your countenance, people marvel at your countenance when you pray and when you walk out of your house, when you're in the spirit of the Lord, and when you go forth, people marvel. People want to touch you. Why? Because they see and feel something that their heart desire. They see wholeness. The divine nature make you walk in wholeness. Wholeness. You got to be whole before you can be holy. And how do you be whole? It's when your soul, your heart, and your mind within you is carried about by the spirit of truth. The one thing about the people in the world, they're carried about by the spirit of the fallen nature. That's what's leading their soul. That's why they're so perplexed and be quick, because their soul know that I'm not linked with the spirit, and that could lead that could lead to heartache, that could lead to disappointment, that could lead to imprisonment, that could lead to total death apart from God. That's when people are not, they're not at peace. And the reason why, it's not just because of money, it's because their soul don't feel safe. Won't feel safe until they come into the divine nature. Amen. When they accept Christ, their position changes. As they walk the narrow path of righteousness, their condition changes, because the word of the Lord become information that they live by. They make up in their mind through the spirit of truth, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. They come into the consciousness, I belong unto God. God is my God. He the one that made me. I didn't make myself. He's the one that breathed the breath of life into me, and I became a living soul. The divine nature is when you can rest at night, lay down, safety, sleep sweet rest, even at times have visions in the night. And you see, you still see the handiwork of the Most High God. So tonight I hope something has been said. I hope that you, if you didn't, wasn't walking in the divine nature, hope it's enough clarity tonight. And then you have the scripture for 2 Peter 1 through 5, but I urge you to read the whole thing. That whole chapter is a very beautiful chapter. Read that. Watch how the Lord to your heart, and keep turning away from the world, but don't ever turn away from God. Keep turning away from your habits and the things that cause you to fall short. Keep turning away from that, but don't turn away from God, because it was God that breathed the breath of life in you, and you became a living soul. God bless you on tonight. That's what I have that God has given to me.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You say you can't go swimming, you can't learn how to swim until you get in the swimming pool. You got to get into it to learn how to do it. If you just sit there and watch on the sidelines, how are you going to learn? You can observe, but until you get in there and actually, you know, get deep and get down into what you're doing, you're not going to learn. So the divine nature, taken from 2 Peter 1:1-5, as Reverend Marshall was talking about. We have the Bennetts who have joined us. I don't know if they want to say anything. unmute.
And I'm talking on mute. Praise God. I just want to say, amen, a very pleasant, very, very pleasant good evening to each and every one of you. Always a privilege, an opportunity, and honor to hear your voices again, to come before the presence of God, amen, on one accord, amen, with one mind, one spirit, one body, one member, giving God glory, honor, and praise. And I thank God for that lesson on tonight, Reverend Ryan. Your teaching is always so deep and it's so eloquent, yet it's so simple that even a child cannot err in their ways. That is a level of maturity that Christ is trying to get most of us at, realizing that, you know, yes, we're Christians, yes, we're saved, and if we're not still there, there are some somewhere that are still on milk and not ready for meat. And so we come into the maturity of Jesus Christ. And so we've got a lot of growth to do. We've got to find out what our true nature was designed to be. And in doing so, understand now that we have this nature, this is the nature we've been given by God, isn't the nature of God, is it the nature of man? That we're following after, because Satan is cunning and he's deceiving, and he will make you think that you're on the right path when that path really leads to hell, damnation, and destruction. And so I am just so grateful to the lesson that has gone on tonight, and I actually look forward to hearing more and more and more about this, because it is right in alignment with where I've been studying, Reverend Ron. Ephesians, Colossians, and God has been walking the scriptures with me about this learning, this growing thing, and that it's time to grow up in him and mature, come into the maturity of who he predestined you to be, not the world to be, but who he predestined you to be in him, in him, in him, in him.
And
so, beautiful, beautiful lesson, beautifully laid out. Love you for it. Appreciate you so very much for taking time out of your day and imparting a portion of what God has given to you into us.
Amen. Thank you. You can't get into heaven unless you dip your toes into what God has given us. You just sit at the sideline. You're going to be sitting at the sideline in heaven and in, well, you know, the other place. But anyways,
that's
you
correct.
Immerse yourself so that you can,
you gotta
so
immerse
that you
yourself.
Can learn.
You got to be fully immersed.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's fully immersed. Not just,
the Holy Ghost, you can't just put your toe in. He wants all.
A total immersion of the power of God. Because you don't. Okay.
I think people know what total means. It's like, I'm just going to hold my head out. I'm going to immerse my body, but I'm going to hold my head out the water. No. Every ounce of you into the water it goes. Every ounce.
Amen.
That is so awesome. This is so awesome. Brother Ron, you've got to continue this. You've got to continue this. Because I'm telling you, this is learning how to walk again. You know, I was on a prayer line the other day, and this man was talking about, you know, how and everybody is hearing the same message, and they're not really in the same audience, but they're talking to the same God. How and how time is winding. Time is really closer than we think. Humbled up on us to get the word out as much and as rich and as fast and as deep as we possibly can to bring people into the maturity and into the faith of who God is. You know, and knowing that, you know, not only that, yes, they receive God as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They're baptized. So yes, they have salvation. Praise God. They have salvation. But there's more that comes with it. And that's after that water immersion. It's the Holy Ghost and with fire. God wants us to add it all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He wants us to have it all. And yes. this is what we've got to tell the world. We've got to tell the world. We've got to tell those who don't want to hear it, those who say, I've heard mm-hmm. it before. We've got to remind them, put them in remembrance of God's word. Amen. Keep it mm-hmm. fresh before them. Moses had to read the law at least
yeah.
once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Once a year rehearse. To everybody all over again to put them in remembrance of it.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Just,
yes.
It's amazing, you all, what impact this radio
yes.
station is having. Is having
amen.
A great impact. And you
hallelujah.
All need to know that. Everywhere
hallelujah.
We go, everywhere we are. I was down in Pine Bluff earlier this week with Dr. Louise Elias, and they are having a encounter like never before with the presence of Jesus Christ and the glory filling the house. Oh, my God. I haven't seen anything like this in a long time. This is one of those old times. This pastor, I called him that boy. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, and he is not
yeah.
playing with that word of God. And
yeah.
I mean, he is preaching and teaching the true and adulterated word of God like we have stopped doing in our pulpits across different states. We have stopped doing that. We've migrated to what tickles your ear instead of what saves your soul. And oh, my God, if this is not, man, even there, I was sharing about your radio station to Inez. I shared
mm-hmm.
with the woman of God, Apostle Louise Lyons, and I shared the information with her. I didn't get a chance to call her tonight to see if she could get on because they've been
mm-hmm.
in revival for the last 2 weeks.
Right.
She can't get on just
mm-hmm.
yet, but they're going to be joining on this line. And then, you know, I told you I met someone on Sunday that inquired about, you know, they were looking to start a worldwide
right.
broadcast.
Uh-huh.
And so I
uh-huh.
haven't got back to them to tell them, but I'm telling it to everybody that I come in contact with because it's something
yeah.
good going to happen right here, right
yeah.
here. It's going to be something
yeah.
good going to happen right here.
Uh-huh.
I can see the Holy Spirit taking the Holy Ghost
yeah.
fiber optic wires and just going from one
ooh.
End of the country to the next. And
why don't we have radio revival?
Lightning flashes and which way it goes. I can see the power of the Holy
yeah.
Spirit working just like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Through the air.
Yeah.
Don't tell us
yeah.
what our God can't do.
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Right.
Don't tell us
and
what our
like
God
I said,
can't do.
That's a man. Amen. Maybe we should have a radio. Let's do a radio revival and see how
well,
that would
should.
Impact folks.
We should. We should.
Mm-hmm.
We should.
A week
we absolutely
revival
should.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely
mm-hmm.
should do it. We absolutely
yeah.
should do
and,
it. I can help you. You do a great job on flyers. We'll do a great job on circulating. We'll get people on
mm-hmm.
here. I guarantee you
mm-hmm.
they will be on
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right
mm-hmm.
now it's little pockets of revival popping up everywhere, and I'm like, stop. Stop. Can we bring all of us together in one place,
yeah.
on one accord,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and let's see what the Lord's going to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's going to make
yeah.
another
amen.
Peace over here, peace over there, peace over there, peace over here.
Yeah.
But can we all come together into this unity of faith, and let's see then what shall the
ooh.
Lord do.
Huh.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is the one place that they're all
yeah.
going to be able to do that. They don't
ooh,
have to leave
mm-hmm.
them. They
mm-hmm.
come into this one place.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And you know God is
I
trying to get
God
our attention with all this craziness that's going on as well.
Yeah.
You know, the
yes,
storms and fires and all that
yes,
kind of
he
stuff
is.
He's trying to tell us, but we're not listening. And we're still doing
no,
the same
no,
old thing. Day in and day out,
but
and we just
not
listen to what God is trying to tell us.
No, they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
They're not listening. They hear
mm-hmm.
it and it passes right over them until it affects
mm-hmm.
them. Until
mm-hmm.
it hits
right.
them. Until it hits
mm-hmm.
their front
mm-hmm.
end, or until it hits their
right.
family, somebody in their family.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've been affected when God's been telling them all along, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming. Call unto me. Draw nigh unto me. and I'll go lie unto you. Call unto me, and I will answer you. God is telling us all these things for a specific reason. It's for a specific reason, and it's for this time. On a prayer line, when a man is teaching instead of praying, and he's saying, it is time for us to win souls. God did not call us to preach to each other. He called us to get the word and to fulfill the Great Commission with it. He said, it's ever time to fulfill the Great Commission. It's now. We have got to get on our school to do nothing, and we got to go tell these people. We can't get saved, but we sure can tell them who Jesus is, and we can give them that opportunity to get saved. We got to be about our Father's business. And I guess this man was out of Memphis, Tennessee. But how long have we been talking about it's time to be about our Father's business? Because his kingdom has already come. This man said that. So, God, we said that. I said that almost a year ago. It's kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. It's going to be done, whether it involves us or not. I'd rather be a part of it, though. I'd rather be a part of it. Whatever he's doing, come on, Paul Martin. I know you wrote this. I don't know right. But, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season.
Don't do it without me.
Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. Amen. Don't do it without me.
Amen.
Lord God, you're so good. You're so mighty. You're so magnificent. You're so wonderful. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy, your mighty, your magnificent, your matchless name.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Glory to you. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you. 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 Thank
Amen. We can't be no good to the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Whatever you do, Lord, don't do it without me.
God is so good. He's so good.
Amen.
God. He's so merciful.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Rich in mercy.
Yeah.
Woo, glory
yeah.
to God. He's given us time to get it right. Giving us time to get it right.
Yeah.
Thank you, see God. I want you to go and get you see Jesus saying, "Wait, just a little while longer." Because I see some souls coming that
yeah.
they ain't come yet, but I see them and I know they're on the way. I'm sending somebody to go to them to draw. But don't go just yet. Just yet. Just hold on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then, how long is he gonna have to hold on? How long is it gonna take him? To get out there and do what we've been called to do.
Whatever you do, don't do it without me.
And he's doing something else. He's doing
something right now.
He's doing a lot of something, y'all. He's getting ready to bring back the gift of Catherine Kuhlman, Ben Hand, Jim Bach. Not the men. He's getting ready to bring back the gift.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's pulling up the mold gifts, y'all. He's bringing them back around. Blinded eyes, y'all gonna see them open. Deaf ears, they're gonna be open. The lame gonna be made to walk. The dumb gonna be made to talk. You're gonna see it.
Yes. You're gonna see it. Oh,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Glory to God. I don't know if I can sit down on that, y'all. Lord Jesus. I don't know if I can sit down on that. I'm telling somebody has to catch me. Not that I know he can't do it, but when I see it, Don, you have to catch me. I'm going to be running and praising God like never before. But His power is so mighty. Don't laugh at me. But just this week in revival, they seen leg grow and cancer fall off. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is just the stuff.
Yeah.
Of what is going to be the greater work that he said that we would do? The greater work. Now, I've been to many revivals, y'all. I've been to many revivals, but guess what? I had to say, Lord, which one's the right one? Which one is the right one? Like John had himself send his disciples ask Jesus, "Are you the one, or should I look for another? Which one is the right one?" He said, "Go back and tell him. Blinded eyes are open. Deaf ears see. The dumb talk."
Yeah.
The lame walk.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's
hallelujah.
How John knew who he was.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
The false ones can't do all these things. Nothing false can do all these things. You can imitate all you want to. You can falsify all you want to.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the working of miracles, it is only through Christ Jesus.
Only through Christ Jesus.
Blood that was shed in Calvary. It's not even so
much
about what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane, y'all. Before he even got to the cross.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I just jumped in here to get some comments. Yeah.
Pastor Betty. Yeah, people out there saying hallelujah, texting me hallelujah, and I'm in California at my aunt's funeral, and my sister's over here. We have a church over here too, so as if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it right. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Tag team thing, and we can have revival, if it's not all week, at least Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if not Monday through, I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to do and have everybody speak a night or even bring somebody in to speak.
Amen.
Amen. That's not a problem.
I know some powerhouses, don't you, Reverend? I know some powerhouses, and they don't play with the devil. Do you hear me? They don't play with the devil.
Amen. They are in it to win it.
They're in it to win it. And I'm telling you, that's what we need to hear in this day and in this hour. Because the whole thing is about equipping the saints, equipping us, educating us, encouraging us to go out and win more souls unto Christ.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. We've got to do that.
Amen.
We've got to do it.
Amen.
Got to do it. You set a date, Inez. You can do that now. You set a date. We're gonna pull on God for the power, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus.
power of the Holy Ghost fall down on me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. We'll have the invitation to discipleship. And my cousin is asking if Pastor Betty would pray for us as for the as her mother passed away. So that's from down here in, at the funeral in California. So I be traveling. Folks don't know where I be. That's why I say this is why, because I don't never know where I'm going to be. I might show up in your hometown. It's like, oh, Miss Inez. I said, yes.
Come on in. Come on in.
If you can pray.
Amen.
Yes.
Come right on down.
Yes.
Amen.
I might show up on the third Saturday one day. It's like, who's that? And you won't know who I am.
Come on down. Come on down.
Oh, God. We got a pot for you. Thank you, Jesus.
I might go right up. Not that far.
Amen. Come on down.
How beautiful that would be.
Yes.
And we have us. Yes, ma'am.
Father, right now, Lord, we realize that this is a very, very serious time in the service, Lord God. Whether it be Bible study, Sunday school, whether it be a weekly service, whether it be Sunday service, it matters not, Lord God. This is a day that you have made, and therefore we rejoice and be glad in it.
Be glad.
We thank you, Father, for making this day.
Yes, Lord.
For all of us, God, we thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We thank you for giving us breath in our lungs, strength in our mortal bodies, Lord God, comfort and assurance in our minds, and a mind after yours, Lord God. As we come into your presence, Lord God, we come, Father God, to acknowledge you as our Lord, as our Savior, as our Creator, and as our Maker.
Yes.
We open up the gate to those who may not know you and the pardon of their sins.
Yes.
They may not know, God, that you can clean sin as white as snow. They may not know, God, that you can make them whole again. They may not know, God, that you can forgive them and cast whatever they've done into the sea of forgetfulness. They may not know that you can make them over again.
Yes.
They may not know that you can renew their heart, their mind, their soul, and their spirit, Lord God. They may not know that you can perform a supernatural work on them, Lord God, that will turn them 360 degrees.
They
may not know this, God.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
We open the gates on tonight, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And we say for those who don't know,
Lord,
the Lord thy God in the heart of their sin.
Yes.
Now is the appointed time.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
To get to know him.
Yes, Lord.
If you ever needed to know someone, it's him that you need to know. It is he that has kept you. It is he that has protected you. It is he that has blessed you. It is he.
He is.
And if he's calling out to you today,
thank you.
And he's saying, my son, come unto me.
Yes.
I've seen where you are. I know what you're doing. I know how you feel.
Yes.
I know the hurt. I know the disappointment.
Yes.
I know the down times and I know the up times. I know all about you. I formed you in your mother's womb.
I knew
you from before you were born, even until now.
And I know that if it's you that I'm talking to tonight,
come on, lift your hands in the air. And begin to praise the Lord. Come on, daughter. And your heart has been broken in many, many pieces. God is able to put it back together again. Maybe you feel that you've been so broken that you're not any good to anybody. Thank God that he has what's called the potter's wheel. And he can put you on the potter's wheel. And he can make you and mold you and make you and mold you and make you and mold you into a beautiful vessel that is worthy of his use.
Yes, yes, Lord.
God can put you back together again. Man can't do everything, but God can. God can. With man, all things are not possible, but with God, all things are possible. He can fix your situation. He can heal your hurt. He can remove your sickness. He can lift your burden. He can lift that bowed down head that you're walking with. He can rebuke that shameful spirit that you have upon you. The spirit of oppression, depression, you're not good enough. The devil is alive and the blood of Jesus is against them.
Yes.
You're beautiful.
Yes, Lord.
And you were wonderfully created.
Yes.
By God Almighty. Rise up, woman of God.
Yes.
And,
And
be careful. If I'm talking to you tonight, throw your hands up in the air.
Yes, yes.
And repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father God.
Father God.
Come
Father
into
God.
My heart.
Yes.
Come into my heart.
Come into my
heart.
Make Lord, me thank you. Whole again.
Yes.
Make
yes,
me whole again.
Yes.
Take out this stony heart that I have.
Yes.
Replace it, God, with a heart of flesh. Father, I admit and I confess that I have sinned. And I've sinned against thee. And I've fallen short of your word, God. But, oh, Lord, I know that thou art able to forgive me.
Yes, yes.
I know this now, God, that you are a forgiving God. When men hold grudges, you forgive, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For forgiving me.
Yes, Lord.
Now love on me, Lord, like only you can.
Yes,
love on me like only you can. You prayed that prayer with me, and you accepted the Lord.
Yes.
As your Lord and Savior, you are saved,
and
you're on your way to heaven.
Yes.
Yes. Thank
There's
you.
Nothing that you can ask for now that he won't answer.
Yes.
Because it's according to his will.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
But don't
Jesus.
Stop there. Don't stop there.
Don't
stop there. Go on and tell your Bible believing.
Yes, yes.
I won't say Holy Ghost, but I'm going to say sanctified because we all supposed to be sanctified and set apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And be immersed for the remission of all sin.
Yeah.
Be immersed.
Yes, yes.
Come up
yes.
filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Ooh.
That you may too go out and change the whole world.
Yeah.
You can do it. God is
using
you today. God is using you. God wants to use you.
Yes,
you. God wants to use you. He wants to use you to accomplish his will in this earthly realm. See, you're important to God. You're very important to God. You may think I'm nothing. I've nothing. All my life, all I've been is a failure. That's the devil. Because God says, you're so very important to me.
Oh,
That the rest of the world needs you to survive.
Yes.
You're part of the family.
Yes.
And we need each other.
Yes.
If you've accepted that invitation tonight, we say welcome,
welcome
to the family of God.
Yes.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Father God, we come. We thank you for those souls that have come.
Yes.
Thank you for those ears that have been pierced.
Yes.
We thank you for those eyes that have been opened and that heart that has been softened and subdued. We thank you that even on tonight that your Holy Spirit is going to minister to them like never before until they come into the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. Set them underneath a Bible teaching church, God, that they may learn and grow thereby.
Yes.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
That is on the phone today.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, for her strength, for her encouragement, for her peace.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that she's even on this call.
Yes.
So we know, Lord, that this is a time of great distress. It's a time of great discomfort.
Yes.
It's a time when many they feel great oppression. But God, in this instance, Lord God, I am asking you according to the power of the Holy Spirit in me. I need you to be her joy. I need you to be her peace. I need you to be her strength. I need you to be her wisdom. I need you to surround her with the blood of Jesus.
Lift her up, God, and allow her to
build up what she's been torn down. Give her strength where she's become weak, God. You wrap her up and finish off her faith, Lord God. Line her ears unto your voice, Lord God. Speak sweet nothing to her, Lord God. Comfort her never before. Angels of the Lord, come now and count thyself around this woman of God.
Hallelujah. I am.
Move in a special and a mighty way. Around you at certain times. They feel in the family.
Hey, glory to God.
Love God loves you. God loves you.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. I know you, and I love you so much, Mother.
Hallelujah.
I love you,
man.
God loves you so much.
Yes.
He loves
yes.
you so much.
Yes.
Keep
yes.
your
yes.
eyes fixed and focused on Him.
Uh-huh.
Looking to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. Your faith. It's about your walk now, Mother. It's about your walk. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes on Him.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
thank
God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give
yes.
you all of the praise, God.
Yes.
You are a good God.
Yes.
Lord, you
yes.
are a good God.
Yes.
Mighty, mighty, mighty good. Yes.
Yes.
Nobody like you, God. Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody
like you, God.
No, no.
Nobody like you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
So sorry, I'm going to pull it back into your hands now. Huh? Ooh, glory. Glory to God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You keep doing it over and over again, God. You keep doing it over and over and over again. You keep bringing us through over and over and over and over and over again.
Never fail us.
Doing it over and over and over and over and over again, God. Do it again, God. Do it again.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do it again, God.
Thank you. Oh,
we need you, Lord. We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
Whatever you do. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Can I sing just a little bit of this song, if you mind, Sister Inez, and I'm going to let y'all go.
Go ahead.
I got a little bit of this song. I just want to sing to Mother.
Just a little bit.
Don't
sing it.
You're right there.
You're right there. Rest the Lord. Hey, my hand.
Come on.
Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired.
Yeah.
I am weak. I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. To that life, take my hand with the sword and lead me on. Hallelujah. Father, I'm asking the Lord to take your hand.
Yes.
Lead
me
on this time. Don't let go. Don't let go. Hold on. Hold on to the unchanging hand. Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Don't let go.
Hold on tight.
Yes.
Keep me in the bosom of Abraham. Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. For the
yes, Lord.
Rest
yes.
of the family, Lord God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus.
I had
Lord,
when you
hurt, yes, immediately, Lord God.
Even
though you shed some of the tears.
Yes.
Lord, catch everyone in a vial and offer it up to God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We just praise you that you're all in this, God.
Yes.
You're all in this, God.
Oh, God.
Set yourself straight down in the middle of this situation like you did Daniel in the lion's den. The three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. Set yourself straight down in the middle.
God just, he's brought me through a lot. I think God for my cousin. I love them so much with all their support. So please continue to support and lift my cousin Inez up in prayer, little powerhouse. I just want to say again, thank you for your prayer and encouraging words.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you. Mhm. Mhm. Mm-hmm. Services in California. Yes. And this is the older generation that's transcending. So, you know, we're losing our powerhouses that are one generation above us. So they're leaving us one at a time. It seems like it's all around the same time. September or August or what have you. So my father, it'll be 4 years on September the 8th that he's passed. My aunt, I think it's five or six years that my aunt has passed from Louisiana, and we just have, you know, people just passing, you know, they try to hold on, yet they be holding on, but yet, you know, they have to go because God's at time. So it's time to pluck that flower and plant his heavenly base. So, you know, tomorrow's the service, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock here in Vallejo, California. So we just, you know, thank you, everybody, for prayers and their well wishes. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So, yeah.
Amen.
Yes, thank you. So we've had an invitation. We had prayer. We had church. We had somebody. Not everything, but earth thing. That's the earth thing. You're talking about revival. You know, we need to be revived because people are not listening to, or what do you call it, hearkening into the happenings of what's going on around us. To see what's going on. Oh, you know, it's just this and it's just that. But God is trying to tell you something, as that song is trying to tell you something. If you don't listen, you're going to be left behind. You will be sure enough left behind. So you know, I don't know how many times, you know, you can get to have, you know, how many times you hear these near misses and things like that before God says, you know, I'm done with y'all. It's time to just, you know, take you all. I won't say take you out, but, you know, I can only, you know, tell you so many times and give you so many signs of the times, as Prince would say, the signs of the times, you know, the weather. You know, wars, rumors of wars, everything that's in Revelations is coming. It's coming. We don't know the hour. It's coming. So y'all out there, worldwide listening audience, listen. If you're not, what's the song say, get right, church, and let's go home?
Yeah.
If you don't get right, you're not going home. You're going somewhere else. We want to thank you, one of y'all, for just joining in and listening into the what's going on, and for the powerful lesson, the divine nature, taken from 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 1-5, that Reverend Ronnie Marshall taught us this evening. And if you didn't get it, and if you just missed, you better go back. You can always listen on demand. And then we had church after we had Bible study. So so that's what seems to happen every each Bible study. So we have church. So if y'all want to have church after Bible study, come on.
Y'all need some demonstration after that word. Glory to God.
We do. So thank you. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday evening Bible study lesson. Like I said, if you missed it, you can always go on demand, and you can always peruse through the whole list and listen to things that have gone on, and listen to Pastor Bennett, Apostle Bennett. He spoke on first Sunday. Reverend Ron speaks on the fourth Sunday. I mean, you don't know what you're missing until you miss it, and then you hear it's like, oh, I need to tell this person. This was good. Oh, this was good. But, you know, but I just thank each and every one of you for joining us, because you know what the song says? You didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad you did. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for being out there. Yes. Anybody have anything else? Oh, okay.
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris?
I finally made it in the show.
Chris.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hi.
I didn't get to do a Bible study with you, but I heard that you had church afterwards, and you know, I was just sitting here thinking, well, yeah, I don't think church is over yet because I came in the door, and maybe I needed this. I needed to give a little bit on the podium, you know, just because I haven't been here, right? So
yeah.
I'm gonna start my sermon out here with 65:21 Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
They will build homes and live in them, and grow vineyards and eat the fruit.
All right.
I mean, come on now.
Amen.
It also tells there in the Bible, it says, shut up and listen.
Come on.
You know? And it also says in the Bible in Revelations that without unity, none of it's going to matter. You know, if you take unity out of that word community, you don't have it, do you? You're just common. Take unity out of community, and you're just common. So it's time for us to understand that it's you that is the light. Okay, you might be in the dark right now. Okay, I'm just here to hit your dimmer switch. But as soon as that switch is on, you now can guide others. Okay, somebody can see your light. You are a light.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You all have a light in you that when everybody's light's turned on, it's going to be brilliant. It's going to be so bright. And what's that going to do for the future? It's going to give us a bright future, isn't it? It's not going to be a dark one.
Amen.
No.
But it takes you to take the two first letters of doing something and the first two letters of need to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't doing something and if you ain't meeting a need, then we're never going to get what we want.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot going on in this world, and I'm doing my part, okay? Everybody has a part to play, and there's no part too small. We need them all.
Yes.
So don't think just because this is what you're doing and that's all you could do, that was your least. But your least is loving everyone all stronger together.
Yes.
Give up your least. If everyone gave up their least, we wouldn't have any weak. Our weakest link would be made out of titanium, and our chain could be stretched, and it would never break.
Come on now.
Peace on earth is in the palm of your hand. It's pink. Show it. Use it. Hand up, not a hand out. But you know what?
Come on.
It's time for you to understand sometimes when I go to rhyming. This is time for you to feel that you have the energy in you to heal. I couldn't walk the day before Father's Day. I got injured. I hurt myself bad. You know what? On the seventh day, I had no crutches, and I never touched them again.
Man.
Okay?
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's because I said, I will heal. By my hand and my mind.
Amen.
Okay. I was hurt. People said I needed surgery. People said I had broken bones. I had black legs. I started rubbing the black the minute I saw it. 3 days later, it was gone. You can't tell it. You don't know that it was there.
Amen.
So the power's within you. Just believe.
Yeah. Cover yourself.
I have to leave my hometown because they don't believe. That's written too.
Yeah. Abraham. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think I gave my sermon for the night. I hope it did one thing, and that was ignite a fire in your heart that water will never put out. Start that inferno that will never burn. You guys are amazing in every way, especially when you open your eyes at the beginning of the day. Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Amen. Chris.
Yes.
Chris, you still there? Tell them what you do. And you know, since we're on the worldwide radio station, tell them what you do.
I am the founder of Hope Housing Our People Everywhere. We are doing a project right now called hopeformaui.org. You can watch the live concerts and our live news feed. And we are sending 250 homes over to begin with, 2,000 on the total shipment here. And right now I'm going to be headed down towards the hurricane. And I'm going to be building some little houses right in the middle of the street, right in front of every governor from Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. And I want the people to come out and actually see. Because when I stand this up in the middle of the street in an hour, I'm going to say, are you going to go back and sit in your lawn chair and wonder what you're going to do, or are you going to come out here and work with me? Because it's time for people to realize that there is a solution. And I've been doing this for 18 years. This is the 19th year. And I wound up finding my spark. And that was a guy in Maui. And his home, the homes right next door got burnt. But his home didn't, 2,300 feet above sea level. And this man, within one day, was able to bring people to me that gave us over $1 billion to give to the indigenous people so we could build them new homes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I need to talk to you
offline. Yes. I knew you would. That's why I asked them to talk about it, because that's why I wanted you. And I will give the information to you, to both of you all, so you all could connect.
That's
why I said, tell them what you do. Tell them what you do and tell them what you need, because, you know, you were saying that you need, what, there's 2,500 to how much per house? 25 to 6?
Yeah. I've got sponsorships where people can sponsor a home for somebody, you know, a victim of a storm or even a homeless person in your own town or whatever. But the frames, they're costing between $2,500 and $6,400. They're a 10-foot house, 20-foot house, 30-foot house, 40-foot house. We can do anything. Right now we're just trying to do something, and I've got a very cheap, and if you want to look, go to HomeDepot.com and look at their website. They are now listing steel frame tiny homes, and they have an 140 square foot one for $11,000 for the frame. So if you don't think my $2,500 one is a good price, you might want to reconsider.
Amen.
I'm offering this out at my cost, basically. So it's time for us to own homes without mortgages. And if you're on Section 8, I can turn you into a homeowner. You just need to get your social worker to get a hold of me. And it's time to let people know that we're not going to be held complacent. And the future is in our hands. But it's time for us be the change you want to see.
That's right.
Where do you want to change to?
Well said. Well said.
My Lord. My Lord. Beautiful. Very beautiful. This has been a beautiful pastor.
Amen. Amen, God. God is up to something. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm talking about yeah.
Something big.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that. That is so interesting to me, because that's what we do. I mean, that's what I'm all about, nonprofit.
I'm all about community.
Amen.
I'm all about homeownership. I'm all about renovating houses so people have a portable living arrangements as opposed to, you know, dilapidated properties. It's just I'm all about that. And so I'm going to have to connect with him.
I'm going to connect you all. I'm going to connect you all.
Thank you, Ms. Inez.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen.
You are welcome. And Reverend Ron, he works at a bank, at People Bank. Is it People's Bank or People Bank? People Trust?
People Trust. People Trust, yes.
Yeah, People Trust. Mm-hmm.
And we too have embarked upon something that might be quite interesting with that piece that Chris does and also with Pastor Bennett, too. And I'll explain it to you. I'll give a chance to talk to you, Lord City Saint, Pastor Bennett, tomorrow and kind of let you know, what happened. You know, I'll tell you this much. We got the county program for housing. I think strong feeling, you know, that would be something that we could talk about in those tiny houses that Chris does.
Yes.
It's a possibility that we could put some of those throughout the city.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
For the low and moderate income people, you know.
Amen.
And the beautiful thing about that is we can do it with a program in the afternoon where the kids can actually, a high school student can actually build them. And the first grade through eighth grade designs them. And when they push enter, that's when the prisoners and the adults go to work. So it's time for our children to design the cities of the future because it's their future.
Yes,
I won't be here. But it's time for everybody to have their name written in stone, but not just a headstone. Make a stand.
Wow. Amen. Look at God. Yes.
We all have to talk because we never knew that we were all in the same circle. God is real. We all never knew this circle was gone 360 degrees. We all never knew we were in the same. We knew we were in the same kingdom circle.
Mm-hmm.
But all this is about kingdom. We just didn't know we were in the same vocational circle at somehow. And God is bringing these cells together for the sake of his people. And that's what we're all about. Equipping the saints. Equipping them. Wow. We all have to talk. So we're going to have a strategy session. Brother Ron and Brother Chris, we're going to have a strategy session. How can we bring this all together? And how can we make it happen? You know, I've got 7 acres of land. You know, Arkansas has a problem, too. All these states have problems. You know, how many tiny houses can I put on 7 acres of land? Oh, wow. Probably 20 or so.
Right. A community. A little community, you know. Yeah.
You know, these machines I have make 2 feet of material per second.
Wow. And we really need to talk. We really, all three,
really need to talk.
I have people calling me every day asking me, do I need capital? We're ready to give you. You don't down in Bradstreet. Your score says, you know, you can get up to $300,000 capital or more if that's what you want. And I keep going, but I don't see the project. So why would I need it? I didn't see it because it wasn't time yet. You have the project, Reverend Chris, and I didn't know that.
Yes, and these houses do not burn, absorb water, stronger, termite-free, mold-resistant, seismic, recyclable, build them without a dumpster, build them cheaper than wood, and you get a 60% discount on insurance versus a wooden home.
Praise God.
Hey, Chris,
how long did it take to build them?
Just depends on the size. I had a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old in 2.5 hours build a 100-square-foot one. that was 16 feet tall and had a queen size bedroom and trusses.
Wow.
Man, that's amazing.
You know, anything is possible. And actually, nothing is impossible. It's I'm possible. And let's take the dis out of our mouth. So no more disability.
They
all have ability. Because I'm gonna give I'll give you another vision. You ready? I wound up having a blind man call me on the phone and say, "Will you come and see what I see? Come to my city and see what I see. 2.5 hours away. Will you come see what I see?" Now, that's a blind man asking me. What do you think I said? Yes, I will. He said, "Will you come on Friday?" I was like, "It was Thursday. This is the day before Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday." I said, "Yes, I will." He says, "All right." He says, "What time do you think you'll be here? About 9:30? I was like, "Yeah, that sounds good." And I showed up at his house. And this man, he comes out and he asked me if what kind of vehicle I had. And I told him. He touched it one time with his cane, completely blind now. This man got shot twice in the head and four times in the body by a 16-year-old carjacker. Okay, left for dead on the ground after he gave up his car. Okay, wonderful man, wonderful man. But he tells me what I'm going to see. And he tells me as soon as we start driving, he says, "Now, you see these houses across the street?" He says, "Look at all these houses with the boards on them. You see them?" I said, "Yeah." He said, he goes, "You get to the stop sign, turn right." And he said, "When you get to the next stop sign, turn right again." And I turn right, and as soon as I turn right, he says, "Now," he says, "You see this car wash on the next block?" He said, "You see them big old concrete things that are sitting out there, them road barriers?" I said, "Yeah." He said, the city put them there and blocked me because I was giving away food and clothing to the homeless. So they blocked it on this old car wash. It wasn't open. He goes, "Now you see next door?" He says, "See the liquor store?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's all it's in this town is liquor stores and gas stations. That's it." And he says, it's a 12 mile city, you know. And he turns around and tells me, he says, "But inside that liquor store," he says, "I was able to talk to the owner." He says, "I got him to put showers in the back and washers and dryers so that we could wash their clothes since I couldn't give them any." And so right next door, the door opened up, right? And it didn't stop. It gave another opportunity because now they can cleanse themselves. Okay. Now, the man continues. I get down to the red light. He says, "Now, you look across the street." He says, "You see that empty Walgreens building?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "That was the last one. There's no drugstores in this town." He says, "All the elderly have to go to another city to get their stuff." And this is a city in Chicago.
Wow. Wow.
And we were able, by the time this was all done, he showed me the whole city. I called a friend of mine. He used to play in, this guy here that's blind, used to be an NFL player. I call another friend of mine that's an ex-NFL player. And I said, "Man, I'm over here at this address." He said, "Man, I'm 15 minutes away from you." I said, "Does that mean you're coming to me?" He said, "Yeah." I introduced these two men. That blind man showed him the vision. We was able to get a 33,000 square foot building that we were started working out of right there in that town, giving away food and helping people and setting it up to where it could be housing. Now, we've got a professional football team started in Chicago in the National Football Association this year. And it's called the Southside Raging Bulls. So don't say people with a disability don't have ability. Everybody with a disability has more ability because their senses get so heightened.
Amen.
And it's time for us to take the diss out of our mouth. No disrespect, no dishonor. And if you take the diss off those words, they'll all mean something. But when you add it, you dismiss it. So I hope you didn't miss this clue.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Chris, for calling.
Something that he doing right there. And we're still standing on the street. We're still standing on the street clothing. We're still standing on the street praying. But eventually we're going to have a building. That's okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Lord's work. Amen.
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 Hey, when is church?
Pastor Ben,
I'm sorry. When is church the best? When you don't get to leave? When it just gets more exciting
it
than
is.
You have to stay?
It is. It really is. When you just stay and bask in the presence, that's when church is the best. You just bask in the presence. You begin to learn and talk and communicate with one another. Amen. Awesome.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Miss Pastor Betty, tell Chris about how they dismiss the homeless in Arkansas, Little Rock, when you try to feed them.
They actually chase them. And I understand it's part of the city beautification project that they have going on. And, you know, I think people forget that sometimes maybe they're one or two paychecks away, but I understand, but from both perspectives, I understand they say we're bringing visitors in here, we're building up this as a tourist area, and because of that, we don't want the first thing, you know, for them to see is a lot of homeless people are the streets cluttered with clothing and blankets and pillows and so forth. And so they will make a concerted effort to make them move. And so almost every third Saturday when we get ready to feed and minister and clothe and provide hygiene products, we literally have to find their camp because they've been uprooted and moved someplace else. And so one day we looked at so many buildings downtown, our desire is that we be able to house as many of them as possible. We do understand. We've been dealing with the homeless, working with them since 2012. So we know that, you know, homelessness can lead to hopelessness, but doesn't always. Some of the people on the street are the most hope-filled people, joy-filled people, than some of the people in the church. I'm being honest with you all, praising God and singing every day. Not everybody on the street is broke. Some of them get disability checks. They don't have any place to live. You know, some of them, they fell on hard times. Maybe they missed a month of rent and they end up out there and you can't get caught up because you get the same amount of check every month. So it's just different walks and different talks. But nevertheless, they're all there. They're all there. And so we try to do as much as we can to reach as many as we can with whatever the need is.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. We used to do the hotels. We used to do hotel rooms for them for a week or two, as much as our ministry would allow us to do until that part of the ministry, the budget was exhausted. We're not able to do that anymore. So we do provide pillows, hygiene products, towels, meals, kind of a sack lunch they can carry with them for later, water, of course, and definitely prayer. Now that's what we're able to do. And we're just adequate. When there's a need for more, we pray that the Lord will provide. And that's how we're operating. He just said, go and do it.
That's right.
He said, go
Amen.
And do it. And we just went. We went. We,
I was
we've
just
been
wondering
done.
If I might be able to maybe share one more thing with y'all. I do these spoken words, and I haven't read this one to anyone. So I just wanted to share it out here and just see what y'all think and see if it might reach anybody. Life is an amazing thing, not knowing what it's about to bring. As you open your eyes and you see the surprise that the world has seen the light, and the future is going to be so bright, it's going to ignite a fire in your heart and a desire that burns the feeling inside that you will earn and yearn, give you the power that is inside of you. As you know now, you have the clue. You are a creator every second of the day, and now you have the sight and you can see the way. That we're going to change all of mankind and put all of hatred and it behind. as we get up and start to grind the coffee beans to start the brew, knowing that is that you are quenching your thirst with a great big burst of fresh water they'll never want for no longer. As you take that big drink, we are on the brink of bringing human race and ending all disgrace, starting to chase after our dreams, showing you how easy things really seem. There is a solution for of the problems. There's a resolution. It's time to solve them.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chris.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank you.
I think
that's
the first one
saying
amen. Amen.
That was
good. Time for a resolution. I agree.
That
you talked good. About it long enough. Sorry for accent. Hallelujah.
Okay. Time to and I've sent everybody's telephone number, so hopefully you all receive them so y'all can get together and discuss what you all need to discuss. So.
Thank you, Miss
Lana.
So good.
Just trying to bring people together. Just trying to bring people together. So that's it.
You're doing that.
That's unity. You and I together is why.
Yes.
You and I together is why. Come on, taking one of those letters and make it a plural word. I can rock a letter. Can you? So you and I together is why. And everybody will know. And everybody needs to know their why. Wealth, health, and you. You can't have two to be happy. It takes three as your synergy.
Amen. Amen.
Come on now, Chris. Amen. Come on now, Chris.
Well, I took the podium for a moment. You know, I figured I might as well just break out what I can. And hopefully everybody can understand that I'm just a human being, but I'm being human. Can you be?
Amen.
Amen. You bet I can.
Amen.
I better be.
Amen. Amen. Thank
we
you,
love
man.
You, Chris.
Thank you very much.
We love you, Chris.
I love all of you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was what an what a night.
Amen, amen.
Oh, what a night. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank
this
you all
been
for
a
joining us.
This has been a magnificent night. God. Everybody
do some more rejoicing. Go to Hope for Maui. That's with the number four, hopeformaui.org, and watch the live streams. We have been doing live streams every day since we started this 3 days after the event. So we've got about 16, 18, 19 events in already.
So I'm sorry, Chris, where are you located?
I'm in Illinois.
You're in Illinois, okay. I lived in Illinois for several years, Bolingbrook, Illinois, and actually worked as a vice president for Harris Bank there, downtown Chicago.
Oh, wow.
The reason I'm asking you where you are, because as you know, and I'm sure you do know, March 31st of this year, a devastating tornado hit the city of Little Rock.
Yes, I did.
Some very, 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 very bad damage. Well, you know, FEMA was on their job for 30, 31 days, or they should have been. But after 31 days, these people are still left with the damage. People are still displaced. And
I will come to Little Rock, and I know a blind lady there that already wants me to do her a house, and I've just been trying to find her a lot. I found one, but I didn't have anybody to go and look at it and tell me if it was in the right spot. And it was sold before 3 days later when I finally got somebody to go do it. So this lady needs a home. I'd like to build it. I'd like to build them other ones. We want them to build them. It's time for the community to realize you don't have to be without. I've got factories that are so close to you right now. I've got one in Louisiana and one in Georgia. So in Woodstock, Georgia, I can shoot straight across or I can shoot straight up from Louisiana, and I can deliver material there very quickly. So it comes down to making the public aware, and I would love to do a town hall And when I show up, trust me, every film crew is going to be there because mine will. I do have a TV channel now. It's on Roku. On the IANT streaming network. And a few other things have been really nice. I've been doing some other shows, and we've gotten noticed, and our broadcasts now are going out on 150 national shows. So when we go live, it actually goes out on 150 national radio stations. But I got picked up on another 150 radio stations. So now we've got 300 national radio stations promoting this push. So we need people to really just listen, pay attention, and know that you all have a part to play in this masterpiece. And when we're done, it's going to be amazing.
Amen. Amen. I receive that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen. I receive that. Not for me, but for the kingdom of God. I receive that. I receive it in Jesus' name.
What happened? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait, you heard what the scripture said? I've given you all things.
That's right.
For life.
Mm-hmm.
And that God may be glorified.
That's right.
Now, we it's a beautiful piece. It's a very beautiful piece. Very beautiful. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, thank you. I wish I would have got to hear what everybody else got to share, but you know what? I know that your message is out there on the airwaves. I know that I can hear it. And I didn't miss anything. The difference was, is if I didn't come here, you know, who did I miss? You know, who didn't hear what I had to say?
That's
amen.
I think the ones that was meant to hear it right now heard it. We heard it. And we heard it loud and clear. And I think the ones that need to hear it were here right now. But it will go worldwide because those who are listening are going to hear it. They're going to hear it. You're going to be known. And I don't know too many states that have not been through some type of devastation that is in need
That's
of what you're doing right now.
And know that every tsunami started from a ripple. Now, it takes a devastation to bring restoration.
Yes, it does.
Okay, people right now are just blocked. They walk around life with blinders on, and they don't acknowledge. But we want them to have knowledge.
That's
so
correct.
Our children will become the teachers, and when they come home and say, "Come see what I did today," get off the couch, go see what they did today. But it's not what you're going to see; it's what they're going to say, because when they're going to say, "You can come do with it. You can come do this with me tomorrow." Okay,
awesome.
That right there is multiplicity. It's all possible. Here's what America can do, because I saw it. I went into Nashville when it was flooded. I went into a neighborhood and I got 25 people together. We gutted 14 homes in 4 hours. And those people told me that there's no way that we could do a house in 30 minutes. I said, give me 30 minutes. If I'm wrong, go back to doing what you're doing. But if I'm right, we're going to be done with all your houses today. And I said, and I want you to do a favor for me, but I won't tell you what it is till I'm done. I said, so you have to agree to do it. And this guy says, I ain't never agreed to do nothing. I didn't know what I was doing first. I said, really? You're standing in the middle of the street, and you ain't got a clue what I'm about to show you. I said, so you're already doing something you don't know. I said, so let's reevaluate how you talk to me. I said, all I'm going to do is ask you to do something for me, and I'll never come back and ask you if you've done it. So when we were done, we gutted 17,000 homes in 60 days. You would never know that Nashville was underwater because I asked those 25 people to go show 25 people each what I just showed them. I've seen people show up by the tens of thousands and knock out city blocks and go back to work during lunch. So now every disaster since then has been recovered this way. We showed them to put the material in two separate piles and get it done. But it was the infection of one person with a probiotic in an infected area what could it do? And that's what it did, and it's changed everything we do now on the recovery of what happens to us. So let's utilize that material. Use the washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, water heaters, and cars that you guys are all scrapping out and junking every day, and build houses with it, and give our people an opportunity to have what we are lacking, and that is stability, love, compassion,
amen,
and equality. Equality.
Yes.
We are the human race. We are the human beings, but we're not being human. But if you look at the palm of your hand, it's pink. I don't care where you are on this planet. It's pink. You are the human race. Let's teach our children nothing else. We are the human race. Let's end disgrace. Let's stop the diss and have grace. It's in your hands. Show it. Do something with it. And you meet a need, and we'll get it all done. Thank you all. I appreciate every one of you. And, you know, I'm sorry that I wound up talking so much at the end of this, but I felt like I needed to. I just have some things that I wanted to express, and I ain't been able to share time with all of you.
Hey, man,
thank
it was
you,
a joy. Thank God for you, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
And I enjoyed your writing. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Chris. Is he
he's
going?
Still there. He's on mute.
Hey, Chris,
no,
I,
he's still
I
there.
Enjoy,
he's
I'm here. I'm here.
I enjoyed your creative writings.
Thank you very much.
I think you could write some with some music behind it.
Actually, sir, I just speak into my phone. That is a total creation of my mind with nonstop. So I've got quite a few of those, and I'm doing a book on poetry. Hang on. I'm doing a book on poetry, and I'm going to unleash it on the world. And I speak before religion, so it's on humanity. So the whole book will be on humanity. And I can't wait till it stops the insanity of us thinking that we can't do it, because we can do anything, because nothing is impossible. It's impossible.
Amen.
Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Yes, 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 yes.
Well, everybody.
I'm still here.
Pastor Donna, you want to say anything? Yep.
Yes, man.
Everybody.
I want to say,
look where
God. Use your name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I apologize for the kids in the background, but I am here. I want to make sure I check in. Let's do a radio. Miss Inez, got love for everybody I heard so far. Everybody's been touching very well on topic. And when you hear my youngest in the background, I got to go, but I am here. I am here.
Right on.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for everybody.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, what I was saying was, look where the divine nature taking us for people, for the spirit of health, for the spirit of health.
Mm-hmm.
Look what the spirit is giving to us. Pastor Bennett was exhorting and doing the discipleship. But she mentioned get to work, right? This is a great work, what Chris does, what
Amen.
They do.
Amen.
And people need houses all over America.
Whoa.
They need homes that they can afford. Homes that they can afford. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's what you call affordable houses right there.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What I want to be involved with. Something that's don't build something that the people can't afford. We still
no,
have many, many
right.
more out there on the street. Don't do that.
No,
let's build affordable, quality housing for people. That's
mm-hmm.
let's do
Amen.
That.
Can you imagine that?
And if,
a community of those tiny houses?
I can see it.
A subdivision with those tiny houses. I'm talking about, I've been seeing them, you know, like the RVs. I seen a piece last night where they creating tiny houses out of those that look like RVs and maybe those, you know how those Aerostars used to be? Are y'all familiar with those Aerostars? And the Arrows. Y'all familiar with them? Well,
yep.
those man, with what Chris is saying, if you did a development of that, I'm just going to put this out there and I'll see what y'all say. Okay, the county has a program, right?
Right.
And the county program is a program with a budget probably about perhaps maybe $1 million or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for discounted intervention. Whereas if the program be launched and you could wedge Chris piece to the program, okay, then the city has, the Citibank said they got so many lots here that they want to, you know, just either give you for new construction or something like that. If you're going to put a piece on there, they'll basically give it to you, right? If you're a nonprofit.
Right.
If you're a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now, while we were discussing, the Lord was formulating something in my mind. If we could wedge Chris, Pastor Bennett, as a developer,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps the CDFI bank together,
mm-hmm.
then possibly through the funding that's already set in motion,
mm-hmm.
Christian can come do a development piece, and
yeah.
Beth Bennett can handle the development part of it since she's out there, and maybe I can go to the board of the bank with the whole piece and see how we can tie that into that program that has already been, it's already in play. You know, there's a spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That'd be beautiful.
And I am, I'd like to say this, I am already utilizing younger individuals. I did reach back to those who graduated, the males that graduated this year that are 18, to start teaching them and learning them in skills and trades. And so I do have some of those on my team who love the kind of work. They love it, absolutely. so there's no
shortfall. That's job placement, too.
Absolutely.
You know? Oh, wow, that's beautiful, very beautiful. Well, thank God for all blessings.
Amen.
We know that all blessings come from God, and we know that God has given us all things. Now,
mm-hmm.
as a light, as a city that's set up on the hill,
mm-hmm.
as believers that are endless life believers, our endless lifestyle should project the fruits of the spirits that has to do with love in every aspect of our lives, in our business, in our daily lives, in our relationships, in everything that we do. The endless lifestyle is the fruits of the spirit. And it is the separation in which God sanctified to set apart for himself. And what is God's justice? That everybody have more than enough. Now, if they get a check, if they get income, however, well, then affordable houses allow them to pay their rent and also yet
mm-hmm.
take care of their other necessities as well.
Absolutely.
In other words,
absolutely.
I think you mentioned, Pastor Bennett, about if the overhead is the size of their income, well, then you're still going to have a bad condition there.
That's correct. That is correct.
But go ahead, Chris.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you. You had more to say. I was going to say that the thing is the way everything is set up in society, it's to hold them complacent. Okay, if they're on Section 8, they can't make more than this much money, and or they lose their benefits. Well, that's one thing. We're going to educate the country that there's something that was made before Section 8. It's called Section 3.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know, that's
Section
right.
Section 3.
Come on.
You know, Section 3 is the total opposite of Section 8, and Section 8 don't like Section 3 because Section 3 wants you to learn trades. It wants you to grow. It wants you to get education, and it wants you to make money. And you don't
mm-hmm.
lose your benefit for getting better. You benefit
mm-hmm.
for getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It costs us
mm-hmm.
more money to hold people down, so we decided, let's see if the cattle will do it. And it's time for us to actually become the shepherds and lead the herd and realize
mm.
that there's a whole bunch of bulls out here.
Mm. 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 And it's clear.
It's very clear. Very clear. I agree with all that. Every bit of it. We need to be
it's
ready.
Clear. It's clear. Well, the time is now. You know why I say the time is now?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because
well,
because you're ministering to the homeless.
Amen.
We get the homeless. We pay rent for somebody every day.
Yes,
every
sir.
Single day. And maybe
yes,
sometimes
sir.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people a day. So
yes,
with a program, since they come into us and we are community development financial institution, which develop the people and the community, well, then this is like a whole new principle for the CDFI altogether. You know?
Amen. We're partner all this together. We're ready to go in. We're ready.
Yeah. If it wasn't so late, I'd make a call tonight. Because the ideal of it is
Amen.
Something... It's something that we've been tossing around in the board meeting. Now, look how God works. Bible study
mm-hmm.
brought me what I needed.
Yeah.
Both sides, the developer, Pastor Bennett, and also the builder,
yeah.
Brother Chris. You see what I'm talking about?
Hey, I'm ready whenever. You guys, everybody's got my number. I'm ready. I'm all about
mm-hmm.
getting things done. I love
mm-hmm.
getting things done.
You don't play.
Amen.
We're going to make that
all
call
right,
tonight.
All right, all we need to do now. Amen.
All
we need to
make that call tonight.
What
we got.
Well, I tell you, you know, God knows all things, you know. And he said to us, I make it thee rich,
mm-hmm.
and I add to thee no sorrow. And I got plans for you, he said. And he says, it's not plans of evil, but it's plans of good things.
Good things.
And prosper you, he said. And then he said, give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
This thing has started preaching all over again. So we better close out a Bible study tonight.
Amen. I've had it time to this 3 times. Amen. It's all
Amen.
You can just go ahead and close out Reverend Ron with the prayer. I think we done something good for today. Amen. Thank you, Chris.
I mean, this is,
thank you, Pastor.
This is a real Bible
Thank
study,
you,
you know? Real Bible. You're welcome.
Amen.
You're welcome.
But the,
real
but the thing is, right, well, the thing is, you know, Bible study, this teaches people how to come together, you know.
Yes,
and so,
yeah.
you know, even though we started with Bible study, it's in the Bible that we're supposed to come together as people. So, and that's what we're doing,
yeah.
come together as people. So I just appreciate
yeah.
Chris coming in when he did and Pastor Don and Pastor Betty and We have another caller out there. So, Reverend Ron, thank you for the divine nature. And you can close out in prayer and we'll be good.
After this manner.
Let somebody else have something to say. Amen.
After this manner, therefore I pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you guys for coming. Now you know that Bible study is on Wednesday night. You can come in and tell your stories and tell, you know, what do you want to call it? Share
testimony.
So that we can get together. So this is what the radio station is about. It's about bringing people together. Let's just talk about it, as we would say, right, Chris? Let's just talk about it. Right. We've got to talking about it now. We've got unifications and unions of everything. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you. Want to bid you all a good night, and thank you, Reverend Ron, for the message that you had again. And for all of those who joined us this evening, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen,
amen.
And amen again.
Hey, be safe out there.
Say it again. Amen. Good night.